I love to deny your orgasm. It gives me a rush of power and excitement to hear you beg and cry. And then, when you realize I'm impervious to your desperation and you break, ah, so delicious. Besides, the color blue suits you, especially your balls. They're so swollen and tender from all of that etching I make you do every day. Hours and hours of stroking without coming every day, just because you know that makes me happy. I give them a squeeze and watch your dick drip. I love it. I sit down and tell you to entertain me, giving a meaningful glance at your crotch. You're such a good boy, you immediately comply. It only takes a minute or two to start begging to come. I slowly uncross my legs and flash you a glimpse of my pantied crotch. I'll bet you can tell how wet my panties are. You want to make them wetter, don't you? Tell you what, you keep begging and making me soak those panties straight through, and I'll take them off and shove them in your mouth. What do you think you'll see when I uncross my legs after I take those panties off? What do you think I'll need you to do once all that wetness soaks my thighs? I might need someone with an eager little tongue to give me some relief, but only if you're a good boy. Are you going to be a good boy? Tasting my excitement and feeling my sticky thighs clamping down on your face is better than coming. After all, orgasm denial makes explosive orgasms. Mine. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.